Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiss Country 99.9, it's Dina B, and I am so happy to be talking today with Red Marlowe from The Voice, if you don't recall. And you're going to be in town on Saturday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So what's the deal? Give me all the skinny. Is it open to the public? Where is it? Hall 9.
Yeah, it's open to the public. It's the Cason United Methodist Church, so it's for their children's ministry, I believe is what it is.
Okay, and what city is that again?
It's on Delray Beach, Saturday night at 7 p.m.
That's awesome. It's just a teeny bit north of us, so perfect. Now, I'm a big fan of The Voice, and you made it down to the nitty-gritty a couple seasons back on Team Blake.
Season 13, huh?
And honestly, you were great. You were such a sweetheart. Made it down to the top four. And what about for us fans that watch the show? Any kind of insider, little back, behind-the-scenes scoop you could share with us?
Well, you know, honestly, it was a lot of fun. It was a whole lot of work, though. People don't realize how much work goes into it. You know, we were, there were some weeks we were 70, 80 hours. I mean, it was, especially down toward the end, you're really, really working. So it's it looks glamorous, but it's a whole lot of work goes into it.
All right, so now let me ask you this one. The Voice wraps up. You were on Team Blake. You guys got pretty close. Are you still close? I mean, do you guys keep in touch? Do you have a cell phone number?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we keep in touch. In fact, they got in touch with me, I think, last week. I'm going down to do their New Year's Eve show in Tishomingo.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Blake, he's got an old red. The first one is in Tishomingo, and then he opened a place called the Doghouse, which connects to it.
Uh-huh.
So we're doing New Year's out there this year.
I love hearing that, because not only does he keep in touch, but he's actually giving gigs out. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. He's a really good dude. I mean, what you see is what you get. He's really, everybody always wants to know, is he really that guy on TV? And he really is. He never changes.
I totally agree with you. And getting back to your music, I know you have a bunch of songs out right now, and they're all available on iTunes?
Yeah, you can get my music pretty much any kind of digital outlet. So.
And I know pretty soon you're going to be working on an album, so what can we expect?
So you can be assured it's going to be 90s-style country with me.
I love 90s country. I'll definitely be buying it then. And I'm trying to think, have you ever played in South Florida yet?
I don't know if it was South Florida or not, but it was in Florida. That's about all I can tell you. My wife's always wanting to know, where are you at? Where am I? Honey, I don't know where I'm at. I'm on the road. I don't really know.
Well, you're going to be in South Florida on Saturday, so that counts. I mean, but people are really excited. People fell in love with you on The Voice. You were so good, so sweet. Just a giant teddy bear.
I got them all fooled. Well, for my wife especially, she's always ready for a trip to Florida.
I know,
but,
you know.
I'm a ginger, so I mean, I get sunburned real easy, so I'm more likely to come this time of year when it's not so hot.
That, hence the name Red?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you get me in that Florida sun, I'll really turn red.
And I even saw on your website, like, you could become a redhead if they follow you.
Yeah, well, I figured, you know, the Grateful Dead had deadheads, so I figured I could have redheads.
I love it. I love it. So your music's available, iTunes. They can look you up, Red. And you know what? It's definitely so nice talking to you. But if there's one thing you can tell everybody maybe that isn't familiar with Red or never seen you on The Voice or heard your music, is there one thing that you would want to say to them right now?
Well, you know, for me, I always want to try to, you know, put positive vibes out there. I mean, any kind of song. I mean, if you listen to my music, my dad's a Baptist preacher, so I grew up in church singing church songs, and Jesus ain't never hurt nobody, so I always try to sing songs about him and do stuff that helps people, and that's the main thing you'll see at my show. I mean, I do a lot of fun country stuff, too, older, you know, Shenandoah, any 90s country, but most of the stuff that I really love to do is meaningful, you know, and hopefully helps people and changes lives.
Amen to that, Red. Beautiful. Well, again, it was so nice chatting with you, Red, and can't wait to see your show Saturday night in Delray.
Heck yeah, that'd be awesome. I hope to see you there.
Hey, take care and good luck with everything.
You too, darling. Thanks a lot. See you later.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.